Welcome to Leadership Talks in Baja. And this is going to be different. We're not going to dive deep into Greg's life and his journey, but we're going to talk about what happened here in Baja on this incredible week at MEA, or Modern Elder Academy.
Something happens here in this place. It's a beautiful place and allows you to think spacious thoughts, big thoughts. I started imagining, what if we created an academy here in Southern Baja where people could come and repurpose a lifetime of experience in a way that allowed them to see their midlife and beyond as a very productive time of their life.
With our host, Chip.
Well, it was a great week. It was really good to get to meet you. For those of you that may not know, Inc. 5000 invites some of the fastest growing companies and the most interesting companies to various leadership conferences throughout the year. And both of our companies were fortunate enough to be on the Inc. 5000 list this year, new entrants. And this is the first opportunity I've had to engage in one of these events. And it was a very powerful opportunity. We just spent a few days with leaders from other companies that are having some shared experiences and shared challenges, and those that are having actually new or different challenges.
Absolutely. And Greg is very modest. Greg comes from large companies, and the advice, this is why I wanted him on here. The advice that he brought to the table for over the week was amazing. He's a man that just never stops smiling. He's a CEO at
Thrasio.
But spent 18 years at Amazon, amazingly large company. And I think you have a lot of advice that you brought to the table. But the MEA group this week from Inc. 5000 was an amazing group and very diverse. And to me, when we were just chit-chatting about it earlier, it was like having a very diverse advisory board for 1 week. And one word that I would use to describe it was very clarifying.
Yeah, I would agree. One of the things, I don't attend a lot of conferences. Most of the people that were here similarly don't attend a lot of conferences. But when I do, I always try to sit down at goals and objectives of what I'm trying to accomplish. And certainly getting clarity around some of the business decisions we're looking to make, some of the personal decisions me as a leader looking to make, and then some of the frameworks we're using inside the company to help, you know, our teams be the best people they can be, were the type of things that we're talking about here.
Yeah, absolutely. And Chip Conley, obviously a book author, has written many books, led the way. And the funny part was, when we all got here, I don't think anybody knew what to expect. Inc. 5000 definitely put together a great event for Inc. Masters, and Chip hosted it amazingly. Had a very exhausting week to really get your mind going and open up. And it was very uplifting. That would be another word I would use for me, and re-energizing. So yeah.
Can't say enough about Chip Conley and what he has done both in his career, but what he's doing in this stage of life with the Modern Elder Academy, which is really a leadership forum and helps companies as well as individuals work through their transitions. Chip then wrote an amazing book called Peak, How Great Companies Get Their Mojo from Maslow. Chip interestingly put that framework towards business situation, and has a need for employees, for customers, and for shareholders. And it's one that is very revealing when you apply it in that way. And we had an opportunity here to not only hear Chip talk about the inception of that idea and how he's applied it at various companies, but for us to then think through how we would apply that kind of Peak framework to our companies. It's something that is very powerful and something that I will certainly appreciate from this time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also like the touch where you would also touch on the fact that it's not only about the company, but there's things in here that you can apply to your personal life.
Yeah, as we all know, great companies are really because you have great people. Great people that have the right, are aligned on serving a great mission. And the Peak framework helps to kind of highlight that make sure you're going through the checklist of needs for the company, for your employees, for your customers. It allows you to start elevating all of those dimensions in unison. So it's a great.
Absolutely. gave us a push to get back on the list.
Well, from what I can tell, all of these founders that were here and CEOs working incredibly hard and super successful in what they're doing with their companies. So it's great to be able to rub shoulders with some of them for a couple of days.
Absolutely. Very diverse group of
leaders, for sure.
How would you summarize one sentence, your 1 week experience here?
Well, I would say in one word, you'll need to edit this out because I can't think of what we're, I know you had mentioned clarifying, and I think elevating is the word I would think about, because we're really challenged to not only think about how we can better elevate our employees, better elevate our businesses, but also elevate our own health and well-being. And that's something that obviously all leaders are trying to strike that balance between those challenges. And the Inc. team and Chip really left us with some tools to go do that.
Absolutely. And I think leaders, we get caught up and we pour out so much and we want nothing but the best things. At least the good leaders, right? I mean, I'm sure not everyone does that. But we give so much. And I can't remember who, but somebody in the group mentioned, you can't just keep withdrawing. You have to get a deposit back. Now that I'm thinking about it, this was a good deposit of a lot of positive, a lot of clarity. And I needed it.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Well, certainly when you think about every business is in some sense or another a hero's journey, where you're going to see successes, some challenges, and you're going to go through and come back and eventually solve those and tackle a new set of challenges, celebrate and tackle a new set of challenges. Yeah. That's one where along that way, keep making deposits, your employees, with your shareholders, with your customers. Those goodwill deposits definitely help you get through some of those more challenging. The Inc. 5000, the Inc. team in general is really building out a place where smaller, medium-sized, high-growth businesses can look for them for some tools, lean on them for not only pieces like the great journalism that exists in the Inc. magazine, conferences that they have made available, the networking that's available. And I always encourage leaders to take use of those resources.
Absolutely.
And certainly, Martine and I have both found these last few days to be a great opportunity to leverage that and challenge each other.
Yeah. And Inc. Masters, I think, is a great program in any way, shape, and form. Everything from just being in that network to having the opportunity to write articles and give them back to Inc. and let them give back to the world. It is a great platform. It's a great network. And like Greg said, if you haven't made the list, put it on your to-do list. Because if it's not going to be on your list, then there's no goal to be achieved. I know for us, it was on our list, be able to accomplish that. We applied year after year after there's certain qualifications, and we finally got it. And it is a good feeling. It is a great network to be part of. And I'm glad we did it.
Yeah. What are the things that came up during our discussions with Chip and the other leaders is that, small entrepreneurial businesses that are need to grow, that are innovating on behalf of their customers, really have basically adopted a growth mindset. And, I really am a big believer in having a diverse leadership team. Where people are bringing in different experiences, people will challenge each other. But it is, I think, important for anyone dealing with a high growth business or enterprise is to have that growth mindset, where you come in with experiences from your prior role or your prior company that has given you some what I'll call fixed mindset, where you're less open to new ideas or really kind of fixated on doing something one way. And one of the things this conference really highlighted was how we need as much as possible to give our teams permission and ourselves permission to really pursue a growth mindset in a meaningful way so that we can be kind of more open to the rate of change that's out there in business. And
definitely, that was a good discussion. Mm-hmm. And discovering some of the fixed things that you have in your mind, even though you didn't think you did. I mean, I always thought I was super open-minded. Discovered there are some things you get fixed on without knowing. So it was definitely good.
And that's the beauty of high growth entrepreneurial activities, is you're usually inventing something new.
a new process or new product or a new service and leveraging that, and comes an advantage if your competitors or if the incumbent is really on a fixed trajectory or has a fixed mindset. This gives you an opportunity to go innovate on behalf of the customers that aren't otherwise getting that innovation.
Yeah, have more Baja aha moments.
Exactly.
Which was great to see. Everybody had a great Baja aha moment.
Yeah.
And then, so that was pretty awesome. Yeah.
So good. Well, thank you, Martina. It was a very interesting week. It was great to
thank you
and hear about your business, and confident that those listening to this podcast, if you're sampling Martina's work on an ongoing basis, you're going to find it's very insightful and one that will help hopefully challenge you as you're thinking about your personal career, your company's evolution, and the advisory work that's required.
So get on the Inc. 5000 list, and we'll see you guys next year.
Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Talks. Don't forget to subscribe for more insightful conversations with industry leaders. Your support means a lot to us.